some tough ones that we've had back to back, and it's definitely a good one to kind of work on some things and have some successful stuff going on. I mean, having some really, really good shot choices as well as defensively, I thought we did a better job rebounding the basketball and really finding someone to get a body on, and then just understanding the patience and getting some more people out there to get some experience. It was a great opportunity for that too.
And it was good in the case of Elena to see her shot coming back this week, and she, you know, obviously you know she could shoot. That's why you recruited her, and she really struggled last week.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was great to see her step up. I mean, we've been having conversations, obviously, since she stepped on campus about that kind of stuff is, you know, working on getting a quicker shot release at our level. You got to be able to be shot ready and catch and knock them down when you have that opportunity. And I think it was a good opportunity, obviously, today to see some success there. And I'm pretty sure it's going to carry on from after that now, just build a little bit of confidence.
And for Kennedy, too. I mean, she's been, she's been kind of streaky early on here, and you know the kind of pressure she puts on herself, and she was really good tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, it was great to see her bounce back. I mean, that's what, you know, leaders do, and she's a big step up for our sophomore group to be able to take care of the basketball and do all of the other little things on top of, you know, trying to hit big shots too. And I think sometimes she probably puts a lot more stuff on her shoulders than maybe needs to be at times, but I mean, that's what her personality kind of is, and she just kind of takes the you know, bull by the horns type metaphor, I guess you'd say, and puts a little bit too much pressure when she really just needs to let the game come to her, and she's going to do really well, and I thought she did a nice job tonight.
But this was big for confidence, wasn't it, after, you know, it was a rough one last, you know, two in a row, right? I mean, we had the Glen Oaks game and the game last night, and both games you're right there, could have won it in the end, didn't do it. Tonight, you didn't have that stress of, you know, you got off to the big lead, and it's good to see the girls smiling and cheering and clapping over there, wasn't it?
Right. It was definitely a game that was good for morale, you know. They kind of, you know, stepped up and needed to do all those little things that we talked about and buying in and trusting that process. And like I said, it's definitely a better to be, you know, 500 at this moment in time right now. And hopefully this can push us forward for next weekend as well.
Yeah, and it's going to be great to be at home, isn't it, with our fans. You know, the girls got to have a couple people in the stands for that game against Rochester Tech. But other than that, you know, they've been playing in very, very empty gyms that whole year last year. And boy, it's going to be great to be home.
Definitely is. I mean, life on the road, you know, in a college basketball program is not easy for anybody, right? But it's definitely going to be nice to pack that gym up and get some family members and fans and friends out there to support. And it's going to be definitely a different feel for our ladies. And they're going to be ready and excited.
All right, Matt, congratulations.